When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated with the artists who make them. Also, we might not be super kid-friendly, but we're not going to curdle your milk or anything.
The music in this episode is by Pete Mitchell. Find his music and art at daspetey.com. That's daspetey.com.
Far across an ocean, I can only hold a dream of you and me together when I lay me down to sleep. And I know the feeling that I get when I am finally next to you. I still believe in what dreaming can make come true. And they say time flies, but I...
Welcome to Roleplay Retcon, the podcast that remakes the movies that let you down with role-playing and storytelling games. I'm Benjamin Gray. My co-hosts are Jency and Alex, and our guest for this session is Pete Mitchell of No More Kings. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Hey, Pete.
Hello, Pete.
Hi. If you've never listened to Pete Mitchell's music or No More Kings, that's a problem, and you should fix it. Yeah, Pete Mitchell is probably the reason why Cobra Kai exists. Not the dojo, the TV show. Maybe the dojo, I don't know. Where were you in 1980?
Yeah, right, I lived in California there when I was a kid, and then because my dad was in the military, and then I moved to Rhode Island. So no, I was probably in Rhode Island. I was like 7.
Well, I'm a really big fan of Pete Mitchell, and I'm pretty sure the other two are, I guess, probably.
Oh, you know, Bobby, I got you into his music.
Whatever.
Oh, a fight.
Technically, my wife, who is a big fan also, got me into it about 2 years ago. And yeah, I have like 30 year songs hearted on my Spotify list. It's nothing.
You got the song into the Borderlands game, right? Critical hit.
Dude, that was crazy because I love that franchise. That's happened to me a couple times where like I've been a fan of something and then they've reached out and like wanted to use my, like, you ever see the show Psych?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like one of my favorite shows. They used one of my songs in their like final episode.
Heck yeah. Which one?
They're Coming to Get You, Barbara.
That's such a good song.
Love that song.
I love that
so
one.
Much.
Thank you. Yeah, they used it in their Nightmare on State Street episode. And I was just like, I love this show. And you, yeah, anyway, it's crazy.
Aww,
so yeah,
that's
every
awesome.
Time that happened, I know, isn't that crazy? I love it.
Pete's going to help us remake the 1995 movie Empire Records, which was like a huge flop at the box office. And I think has around like 30% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And it deserved it.
I was just going to say, but why?
Yeah, just what? Surface level impressions of this movie. We'll try not to get too down and dirty with it, but like...
Yeah.
It's not great.
No.
What were you saying before we started recording, Pete, about it? Like we're nothing happens. Nothing happens in
the
movie.
Yeah, it's a movie where nothing happens, but like they tried to stick the landing at the end and thought like this is what we meant all along, but like we knew, we're savvy. We're like, no. It was trying to be like Reality Bites meets like High Fidelity meets, you know what I mean? Like it was trying to do that stuff. Obviously before those, but just didn't do any of those things.
I think this is one of those movies that's like kind of a cult hit, but I think the cult is like really small. This is not like the live action Mario Brothers movie.
Who are those characters for though? I was trying to connect with any of those characters and I was like, who are these characters supposed to connect with?
You usually don't have to watch the movies. Audience, you, I'm talking to you listening to this right now, consuming this podcast. You usually don't have to watch the movies, and I think that's maybe still true, but I think...
Please don't tell them to watch this movie, Ben.
Don't tell them to watch this movie, Ben.
This might be one of those cases where it's better that they don't, and then just pretend this is the version.
This is the real version.
Maybe. But the thing is, we're in kind of a unique position here, because usually when we play storytelling games, we play role-playing games to try to fix these movies or make them better. And I think we usually do a pretty good job. And we usually kind of have to, like, hack the game to make it work for us. But this game we're playing today, which is Damn the Man, Save the Music by Hannah Schaefer, is specifically based on Empire Records. It uses the act structure, the basic plot structure. The character sheets are kind of based on the characters. I don't think it ever actually names Empire Records in the book, but, like, it's very obviously supposed to be that. So this person went out and, like, made this game to improve on a bad movie. So, like, obviously we have to play this.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be the facilitator, which is sort of like the dad of the game. I'm your game dad. Hi, everyone.
Hi, game dad.
Hi, dad. Where's my allowance?
And everyone else is about to make their characters. So you are all going to be people who work at Empire Records. Empire Records was once a fixture in a Delaware town that might as well not have a name. It's still there, technically, but it barely hangs on. Gentrification is consuming the neighborhood around it, and with it came the Community Betterment Council that files a police report every time they hear one note too loud. It makes most of its operating capital on one day a year, the day when they get some former big shot whose stardom is burning dim, but not so dim that they can't get feet in the door. If they sell enough on this one day, the store can stay afloat another year.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening and it's usually quite loud. Our mom, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down and a mess is not allowed. Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our house. In the middle of
our. So we also have like a musical guest and I haven't figured that out yet.
Can I just be both?
Sure.
Yeah, I was like, "What can he? Can he?"
Well, I am.
He has a musical guest.
He's right here, Ben.
He can be both.
If we say Pete, pretty please, pretty please, Pete.
Yeah, that was good. Pretty please, Pete.
I'll hit him with the three P's.
One thing they try to get you to do is they kind of, this book says not everyone knows everything about 90s music, and so like it's okay to make up fake bands.
I love that,
but. We're a pretty musical group, I'd say. So you could do it either way. If you want to make up somebody, that's great. If you're like,
we could just form a band.
We could just
right
be
now,
a band,
the
like
us.
The four of yeah. us. We'll just be a band. Yes. We'll be called the Lost Cats.
Yeah,
you just read that off.
That's kind of how the movie ends too. So we could just do that.
I know what you're looking at. I see it right now.
So, but this is a very musical game, and sometimes you're going to say like you might feel like a song is playing or something. But anyway, this is the big day. This is 10 a.m. on the big day. You know that there is this big wig corporation that's been sniffing around. Empire Records is trying to make them into a chain store. I think we have to keep the name Empire Records just for that like good SEO. But what is the name of the big corporation? Yeah, let's come up with the name.
So it's not Music Town?
I mean, like Music Town is like... a bad name.
it's very bad.
Which I guess was the point, but we could do something else.
Conway's Twitties.
Conway's.
Oh my god.
I love that. That sounds dirty.
It does sound dirty. That's Alex's superpower.
Is it like owned by Conway Twitties Estate?
100%.
Okay.
I love this. That's
can it,
it.
Can,
that's
it, can it be like Conway Twitties Diddy City or something?
Yeah.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just throw it in there.
Okay. We'll call it Conway Twitties Diddy City.
It's like that horrible Kid Rock restaurant in Tennessee.
Yeah, except like Conway Twitty was kind of cool, and I don't care for making him the villain, but okay. I mean, he died a hero.
He's not the villain.
That's true. It's his estate.
It's a shell corp.
Using his corpse as... Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry.
A shell corpse?
Yeah.
Jesus.
This is already getting weird.
And you guys are going to pick a character you think sounds good. So there's a few of these. You can either be the aspiring poet, perhaps too naive for their own good, helps others feel beautiful, and finds hidden poetry in their work. The brain, too in their own head to freak out even when everyone else does, loves geeking out over a common interest and makes simple tasks overly complicated. The flirt, close with everyone, but how do they really feel? Views others as boxes to unlock and says the thing everyone else is afraid to. Oh no. The local rock star, too cool for school, at their best when putting someone else in the spotlight, and can make anything seem intentional. The overachiever, it's a mystery how the overachiever gets it all done, has trouble trusting other people's abilities, and always taking on way too many things at once. The space case, often grapples with simple concepts, always trying to bring people into their worldview, occasionally and suddenly decides to seize the moment. The troubled artist, always looking for people who get it, connects with people through art, and cuts through the bullshit to the truth.
Can I be the space case?
You absolutely can be the space
100%.
Case. 100%. As our guest, you may choose first, yes. So.
I am feeling the aspiring poet.
Oh, man. I should just pick the brain and just play me.
Uh-huh.
Just be a little geek, little weirdo. Yeah, I'm gonna be the brain.
Okay. So what you're going to do is everyone's going to come up with a name, an age, figure out how long you've been employed there. You're also going to come up with, like, what your dressing style is. Like, what's your style? What do you look like? How are you dressing? And your tunes, what your person's favorite, like, music is. It also has just, like, three columns of names if no one can come up with anything.
Oh, jeez.
One of them is Cheddar.
Cheddar!
It's
a dog's name.
That's a great dog's name. My guy's going to be, like, 30. But he acts, you know, he acts 16.
Well, also, like, choose your goal, too.
So what is that, my goal?
Yeah, okay, just which one of those six...
Just pick one of those?
One of those six things sounds good. So what you're going to do is in each scene, you're going to be given a task by someone. Probably the boss, maybe someone else. And that task is kind of like what's keeping the store afloat and staving off us getting trouble, which makes... the more trouble we have, the harder it will be for you to succeed at things. You will also, however, have a personal goal. And this game is kind of like you're deciding like what your own personal win condition is. Like, are you wanting to do your own goal? Do you want to save the store? Do you want to mend your relationships with the other characters? You'll kind of like decide which thing you want to do. So this relationships thing, too, is you're going to have a relationship with each of the other two characters. And you'll keep that we cool box unchecked. So when you have a scene during one of the acts, you'll choose to either double down, which means you're going to put all your focus on doing the task you've been given. And you'll basically get to roll like with advantage. I don't know. Do you have dice near you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of figured.
I wrote a song called Critical Hit.
Like I said that, I was like, he did write a D&D song. grab a couple of D6s. So basically you'll get to like roll bonus dice with that, or you can take a moment, and taking a moment, means that like you get to like spend some time on one of those relationships, and your relationship is strained right now in some way, and you're going to like mend that relationship. That's when you get to check that we cool box. And if that we cool box is checked and you fail at something, they can roll a dice to help you. You can get your friends to come help you. And then the other thing you could do is you can try to work on your goal, which is you'll still get to try to do the task, but it'll be hard. And if you fail your role on the goal, you get to check one of these two boxes. I'm determined or I have a plan, whichever one feels right in the role playing. And that'll help you later. You'll get a bonus die for each of those boxes you have checked. So the more you work on these things, the better it'll go. And then we're also going to have some trouble. Empire Records can be closed. Empire Records, my favorite place.
No.
So there's four kinds of trouble. There's trouble from the community, there's money trouble, there's morale trouble, and there's trouble with the boss, which we'll make in a second. And one of those is going to start at level 3, which is... like kind of a serious thing. It can go up to 5. If we end the game on 5 on any of the troubles, the store is kaput in some way. It either burns down or goes under in some way. So I'm going to go ahead and draw that card now. I got a clubs. So community. The community is the thing that's going to be a problem.
So that starts off at a three. Everything else is a one.
Yeah, everything else is a one. But at the end of acts, and if you fail something, I draw another card, and it'll bump up the trouble. Ones are not a problem. They are on a distant horizon. You don't have to apply them for that.
Are we setting this in 95?
Yeah, why not?
Ah, nice. That was a good year.
I remember it well.
But you guys are all babies, right?
Babies is a relative term. I feel like we're old enough.
We weren't children when this movie came out, though.
Yeah.
And it also means that, like, my 90s music knowledge is, like, kind of a weird gap.
So my favorite 90s band, obviously, is Tool.
Nice.
But I think that my character's favorite is different. I don't think my character's a Tool fan.
The book says it gives you some, like, it doesn't have to be a band. It could just be a genre, too. So it's got some suggestions. It's got neo-soul and G-funk, grunge, Britpop, post-industrial, new metal, trip-hop, sincere women with guitars.
That's the one. That's the one.
You like Indigo Girls and...
Alanis Morissette.
Fiona Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love this.
All right.
But Gen Z as a person doesn't know much about sincere women with guitars.
That's okay. You get to make it up.
Okay, cool.
All right, so starting with Pete, tell me your employees' name, age, the time they're employed, and their dress and their tunes, and their goal, kind of all in one go.
I'm Stu. I'm 30. I've been here for like 5 years, I think. I love grunge, and cause it's like the only kind of music there is, you know? And my favorites are Pearl Jam and Nirvana.
What's your goal, Stu?
I gotta tell you that? I can't keep that secret?
Well... Yeah, well, it does. There's no reason.
I'm going to find the cat.
Son of a bitch.
You guys wanted to find the cat,
that's
too?
That's my goal, too.
I'll change mine. I can find another one.
Can we have the same goal? Can we all just find the cat?
You can. There is no rule against that.
Let's all find the cat.
It might be podcast poison, but we'll see.
It's a race. Whoever the first one to get the cat.
Yeah.
Just so you know, guys, I'm pretty good at finding cats.
Oh, no.
You better be.
I keep tuning in my pocket.
So there is a lost cat. I'm assuming it's the store's cat. We'll see.
That store is named after, right?
Yeah, it's...
No, this wait. No, who is the lost cat?
The band.
That's our band. now that makes way more sense that we would name our band that if we all have that goal.
Mm. Okay, Alex.
Hello, my name is Derek Malone, but I go by my Star Wars name, which is Dash Star Killer. I am 16 years old. I have been employed with the store about 4 hours now. I dress in ripped jeans, a graphic tee, and a sweet vest. I also listen to the classics like Rush.
Hi, my name is Rose. I'm 21. I've been here for like 6 months now. I really like to wear black overalls and over like, you know, like white lacy tops with Doc Martens. I feel like it really expresses my style. I really am into sincere women with guitars. especially Alanis Morissette. I really love her music.
Does she make you happy?
I really feel like it's just pure poetry. It just comes right out of her, and it goes right into my heart. And my goal is to find the lost cat.
I left for home with the island behind me then. And when I stepped out on that runway, betrayed by all that time. It felt so different on the other side, breaking wide open. I keep hoping I'll get it right this time. On and on
Let's talk about some relationships. we're not just looking for, like, siblings. Siblings is a good start, but you, sure, you
want to... Sure, it's like improv, right? You want, yeah, like, the real relationship.
Yeah, so I'll say, like, yeah, exactly. What you really want is, like, maybe, like, a general thing and then, like, an extra detail. Like, this is, like, are you twins who complete each other's sentences? Or, like, a pesky younger sister who follows her older brother to work and is basically an honorary employee. Obviously, it doesn't describe anyone here, but that kind of thing is what we're looking for.
Mm, more of
are we picking this or rolling this?
No, you will decide it. I can ask some questions to get the juices, mm-hmm, flowing, but this is entirely up to you.
I want to take Dash under my wing. I want to be, like... Like, father, not father figure, but like, you
be
know.
Be my Jedi master.
Yeah, I want to be his Padawan. I want to be, he's my Padawan, I'll be his
I
master.
I am your Padawan servant.
That's cute.
I will learn the ways of the Jedi from you. I under the watchful eye of the Empire. Records.
Ah, nice.
Alex is also, like, you guys don't know how much, like, gymnastics Alex is doing in his head. He's like, I have to make sure I don't reference anything that came after 95.
It's so hard.
Oh, wow.
Like, they didn't have Padawans right yet.
Oh, like, this gosh. Is pre-prequels.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend to mess it up with Star Trek just because that fits
no!
my guy.
I like that. Anyone else got any ideas?
How would I view Rose? Would I think of her as like a little sister?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Because how long did you say your character's been there? I forgot already.
Like six months.
Oh, okay. So you're fairly new. Yeah, so I'm just like the permanent fixture in the store compared to these newbies.
Pete, what was your character's name again?
Stu.
Stu.
He doesn't have a last name.
Stu's?
He's going to tell you.
Padawan.
He never knew it or doesn't remember it.
Thanks. Rose is pretty.
Oh, I am the Rex Manning, after all. Darn it.
Dang it.
Wait, how do you spell Stu?
S-T-U.
S-T-U, yeah.
That's what I picked.
But is it better if it's S-T-E-W, like the food?
Yes. No, it's definitely that now.
You guys want me to read some of the questions they've got, some of the juice questions?
So
some of the suggestion they have is, why do you love to hate this person? What did this person do to break your heart?
Oh my God.
Whom do you admire so much it makes you shy around them? When did you have a falling out and what was it about? Who acts like the manager even though they have no authority? I had a visceral reaction to that. Whom do you think is totally hot but you'd never admit it? Who stole something and what did they steal?
Wait, so Jesse, how old was your character?
21.
Wondering if, like, I had a crush on your older sister or something and she wronged me. And so now I'm kind of like, I feel weird about it.
Cold to you.
Yeah, aww. You know?
Yeah.
Not cold, but just like a little like, I don't know. That's too weird. Maybe that's too weird.
No, I think that's good.
Maybe we can do it like, you don't have to have a backstory. Maybe one of you, like, what is your like first impression of this person?
Right. Well, that's the thing with Dash, because he's like brand new. None of us have a relationship with him yet, right?
Yeah.
Well, now you still could. You don't have maybe a working relationship, and maybe you know this
good
guy.
Good point.
Oh, yeah, maybe like I helped him get a job here or
I like that. Something. Yeah. That's cute. Yeah.
Like you were definitely probably a senior when I was in like a freshman or something.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Stu, what's our relationship like?
I mean, it's more fun if it's like not too contentious, right? I think it'd be more fun if we're like same team. So maybe I want to scrap that other idea.
But remember, it does have to start as uncool. It doesn't have to be super duper contentious, but there has to be some reason there's tension.
But the we cool has been not checked. So yeah, you're right.
Oh, so what if maybe like you were best friends with my older brother, but then he like grew up and like joined the corporate world and like went away.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you remember me from just like always being around. Mm. So I'm kind of like an older brother to you too, but you feel weird maybe that like you saw it happen. You know, you watched that all happen.
And like I kind of feel bad for you and like,
yeah.
Like me and you, we can't just like hang out because that's weird, right?
Right.
But now you're like friendless. No, you're not.
That's exactly my only friend. I don't need him, dude. I don't need him. I'm a solo artist.
Solo artist.
All right, so I've got, how's this? I'm in Stu's shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm nervous around Rose.
I like it.
Aww. I like that. I like it.
Why are you nervous around Rose? Be a little more specific.
Because I think she's pretty.
Okay, good. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, so next thing we're going to do is we're going to create two other characters collaboratively. We have the boss, the person who manages the store, and the big shot, who is the Rex Manning, the recording artist that's going to come in today, and we got to make him comfortable. Okay, so the boss, what does everyone call them?
Gregory Steinway.
We all call him by his full name, Gregory Steinway.
Yeah. I love that. Is he the like the heir to the Steinway piano?
No, his actual name is Book Downfall.
Book Downfall. What?
I meant Brooke, but I said Book because my name brain is broken.
His name is definitely going to be Book. Someone else other than Alex now gets to answer. What's their management style?
Hands off.
Yeah, laissez faire. How do they dress?
JNCO jeans.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Oh, those are, how do we describe JNCO jeans?
They're fat real jeans. Big.
Oh, just like really baggy?
Boy, that
they're really, they're really,
really
baggy.
It really isn't like, here, like, I gotta find a picture. Give me a second.
Say, no, they're
take,
real big.
I don't.
take like bell bottoms and then like jack that slider all the way to the right.
They're bell bottoms the whole way down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. I'm going to share my screen again so you can see what JNCO jeans look like. I can't wait. I'm actually like very excited for you to just absorb.
Oh my god. Y'all, I love JNCO jeans unironically.
Anyway, this is what JNCO jeans look like.
Oh gosh. Oh gosh.
These were a big deal in the 90s for sure.
Like it goes beyond baggy.
It looks like a glitch.
Yeah, it looks like someone had fun in like the video game Character Maker, right?
Yeah, totally.
It's got to be JNCO jeans, suspenders, and no shirt.
He's got to wear a shirt.
He's got to wear maybe a
mesh, maybe a mesh shirt, one of those like slack mesh shirts.
Yeah,
nice.
You can still see his nipples, and it's there really awkward.
Yes,
yes.
I'm not gonna write that down, but we all know.
Okay, we've got him in our head.
We know it in our heart.
Like, what are they really like? Below the surface. I think they like...
Anxious?
Yeah. Yeah, they act like they're hands off and they're cool, but they really, like, they really care that all of you like him.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of an imposter syndrome vibe.
He's got to be the cool boss. He needs to be your friend. This character is also going to be, like, 40. Like, this character is going to be, like, I gotta be hip with the kids. He's going to, like, try way too hard.
Yeah.
Right.
Hence the JNCO jeans.
This is just fucking Michael Scott with JNCO jeans.
I love it. That's what I'm picturing now.
This is prison, Mike.
And now the big shot. The big shot. The first question they ask is, the book asks, is what went wrong in their career?
Oh, wow. A scandal.
Yeah, right?
A scandal.
But one that, like... wouldn't make everyone hate them.
Or some people wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Like a writing dispute.
Like he stole somebody's music.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean, Cindy? Yeah.
Is this like a Huey Lewis and Ray Parker Jr. thing?
Oh yeah. I want a new drug.
Yeah. It's like Ghostbusters.
Well, they literally said, write, I want a new drug, but make it about ghosts. No, seriously, that was like the director.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that terrible? It's like, anyway, maybe it's that. It's like long-standing public feud, but nobody,
The case got like dropped or something, but it was long enough where people are like, kind of seems like
maybe. Well, also the audience doesn't care about that stuff. They don't care about like who wrote what.
Yeah.
So it only affected like the industry. Mm. But nobody will touch them now because of it.
Except for record stores who need a celebrity. Yeah. What's their stage name? We have a lot of he's.
I know, I was just thinking that. Should it be,
Denise Leary.
That's just Denise Leary. Okay. Like, you have to be fast or Alex will beat you to the name a character punch every time. Yeah. Denise Leary is actually really funny.
If we're going to get, like, Book and Denise Leary, I'm going to let him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does Denise Leary look like?
Like Dennis Leary with long hair.
Yeah. But is she just like a Pat Benatar style? Like,
mm-hmm.
Like rocker, you know, Joan Jett.
Not like a drag queen or anything. Like, It's just one of the things where you look at her and you're like, do you know who she looks like?
Can this actually be Dennis Leary's sister that we
yeah, don't yeah, 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 yeah. Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary's rock and roll sister.
Looks a Denise lot like Leary. Dennis Leary. Okay. I hate it so much.
Yeah. All right, okay. Where do I sit?
She loves firefighters.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is not a glamorous woman, is what we're saying.
Not anymore, for sure.
What does Denise Leary want out of this day?
Drugs? No.
Yeah, I was about to say heroin.
Yeah, maybe she's just looking to score.
Oh, boy, that's one thing we need to talk about. I didn't do it because I'm bad. Let's stop right here. So this is the thing that should exist at all gaming tables, but this book kind of makes a big deal out of it. If you are ever uncomfortable with anything, you can say veto, and everyone gets rid of it. And I kind of wanted to say, I meant to do this beforehand, but is there anything moving forward that people are like, off the table, we're not even going to mention it? My one thing is always, I'm pretty like not okay with like violence against kids. Even like,
I don't think that's going to happen.
Even like jokes about it. Like I know it seems like it's not going to happen, but like people get into like South Park stuff, you know? And like, so just, I don't like,
no, that's good to keep in mind.
It makes me really uncomfortable. And now when I say like some slapstick is okay, that's right. Fine.
So we should take care of Dash.
What are you talking about, lady? I'm a man.
Oh, okay.
I'm a grown man.
Oh, no.
But I'm actually okay with drugs, is what I'm saying. Like, this game...
Right,
in this context. Right, the reason they... The reason they bring that up is because the game can get kind of real about some of that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So, like, kind of, unless it's a problem with... Like the game is like, unless it's a problem with some of the table, stuff like drugs should not be off the table.
Right.
So I'm actually pretty okay with this person, like... trying to like score some meth or something.
I think that
man.
Makes it funny if she doesn't even care that she's there. She's just like,
is anyone holding?
This is what I was thinking of today. Was I'm thinking was about that episode of New Girl. I don't know who all has seen that show, but there's an episode of New Girl where like Zooey Deschanel's character reveals that she's just been hiding a bag of crystal meth in the apartment because found it in something she bought from a secondhand store and didn't know what to do with it. And so, like, that's funny. Like, if we do that vibe, like, yeah, this person is like, man, I just need, like, a little bit of meth.
Can it not be meth?
Let's not do meth. Okay, what should it be then? What's a more palatable substance?
I mean, I guess coke. We're right in the middle of the 90s, right?
Can we just make up one? Like, make up a fake drug?
I like that better. Yeah, I like that better. Yeah.
What's the funniest name for, a fake drug that we can do?
My go-to is always pixie dust.
Yeah, she just wants some pixie dust.
And like no one is gonna know what she's talking about, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, pixie dust.
She's like, no one in this town has pixie dust.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We're like,
some glamour drug, right?
She's talking about NutraSweet. I don't know what she wants.
Man, no. Can like the drug be called NutraSweet, please?
Okay, maybe it's NutraSweet. Okay.
I can get her some spice from Kettle.
12 parsecs.
So we got our first trouble. It was community. So what is that? What does a community trouble look like?
Related to the store?
Yeah, yeah.
Specifically?
Yeah.
Okay, not related to the visit necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's just, this is a town that just wants quiet. For some reason, it got gentrified, like you said, and now it's, yeah, and they're like, you guys are too noisy.
So, like, do we want to make that, like, count, like, there's actually, like, this HOA style, like, organization that keeps, like, bringing them up at city council meetings and filing police reports. I had a name for them earlier, but it was just the one in the book. Is there like a name for this organization that's like...
What was the one? Oh my God. What was the one in that Detroit Rock City movie with the moms against something?
KISS?
Yeah, they were against KISS specifically, but wasn't it something else too? Oh, it was. It was just Mothers Against the Music of KISS, MAMK.
Oh, I know. We should call it like Gentlemen and Ladies Against Grunge. And so that we can say GLAG.
GLAG.
I just think GLAG sounds funny.
I love
funny.
It. GLAG.
That's
yeah.
good. That's good.
Also, like unnecessary gendering. Like that seems like a thing these busybodies
That's
would
do. Funny. Yeah, that old yeah, I like it.
Three is a serious problem, so they are causing us a lot of trouble.
There have been times in my life when I've been wondering why.
Still, somehow I believed we'd always survive. Now I'm not so sure. You keep saying you need one good reason to try. Lord, what more can I say? What's left to provide? You think that maybe it's over, but not if you don't want it to be.
Hey, it's Ben. Got just a little housekeeping to do, but it won't take me long. First, I want to thank Pete Mitchell for joining us and letting us use his music as a soundtrack for these episodes. The music in these episodes is his solo stuff, and our next series, The Adventures of Pluto Nash, will feature music by No More Kings, the rock band that Pete is in with Neil Robbins. I love that music. Alex got me into it. I kind of joked around in this episode, but Alex really did introduce me to it. I'm pretty sure his wife, Jeanette, introduced it to him. So thank you, Jeanette. Pete also does art, and he's got a really cool and fun style, and you can buy some of that at his website, daspedy.com. Maybe daspedy, but it's D-A-S-P-E-T-E-Y. He just came out with a Go Fish game where he drew funny and cute fish on all the cards, and you can pre-order that on his Etsy store or go to daspedy.com and buy the original artwork he made for it. I will put links to all that in the episode description for this episode. As always, there's the Roleplay Retcon Discord and Patreon for you. Patreon has bonus content and the Discord has bonus people. This episode was edited by me, Benjamin Gray, and Roleplay Retcon is produced by Two Fish in a Jug and is part of the Nerdsmith Network. There's one more episode of Empire Records that will run next Wednesday. Then the halcyon days of weekly episodes will come to an end, and we'll run Pluto Nash every 2 weeks after that. But hope to see you next week. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye. This is it. Make no mistake where you are. This is it. Your back's to the corner. This is it. Don't be a fool anymore. It's over now. 10 a.m. Everyone's here. Everyone's gonna open the store, I guess. I guess you're just gonna work a long-ass day, everyone. Alex, tell me what's happening as you get to Empire Records at 10 a.m.
Boy, Book Downfall is there, unlocking the door. Dash is right on his heels, ready to go. I think Rose is probably going to get there right as the door opens, and Stu's going to roll in probably about 10 minutes late.
So Book's open the door, and he's like, yeah, you excited about your first day? Or like, it's like, I mean, work kind of sucks, right?
I'm here to help the store with all the music, Both.
Book is like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be a cool day. Nope, this is a bad. This is a bad voice for him. He's gonna be like, yeah, it's gonna be a cool day. It's gonna be a cool. It's gonna be a
is that
cool,
a better voice?
Is that Peter Griffin?
I don't like what happened.
Is that a better voice?
I don't know which one hurt more.
I love that.
No, they were both good voices.
They were bad. They were bad voices.
Just think of a cool guy voice, Ben. Just do a cool guy voice.
Like a cool guy voice.
Just be Michael Scott.
Just do a cool guy voice. It's me, Book Downfall. I'm really hands off. Well, one thing you need to know.
That's what she said.
Book is like, because he's like, okay, I got to give you a task now. So you're going to have a task. We gotta get this place looking pretty spick and span for Denise Leary. So maybe you could just mop all the floors. Make sure you put up wet signs where they go. But if I know one thing about water, it evaporates pretty quickly.
Leave it to me, Both. I will handle this floor mopping like Luke handled the Rancor on Tatooine.
Got no idea what you're talking about, kid.
I'm going to put my mop in its mouth.
Okay. Again, haven't seen that movie. Don't know what you're talking about.
You haven't seen Star Wars?
I didn't mean to open that can of worms. If I tell you that I saw Star Wars, do I have to talk about it anymore?
It hurts my heart.
I will watch Star Wars for you later.
Thank you. I'm gonna go get a mop now.
Okay, so you have to say a game plan right now, Alex. Are you gonna double down, which means you're gonna put all your effort into doing this task?
100%.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go the other ones.
No.
Okay. No, this is the one I'm doing.
Okay. Well, remember, you can work on your personal goal too, or you can try to heal a relationship. But you're gonna do the task.
Well, first, when I'm in the back room, I'm going to brandish the mop like a lightsaber, and I'm going to fight Darth Vader.
So you get to roll two dice.
Two dice.
Because you've doubled down.
Okay. I'm just gonna do that.
Just do it.
I got a 1 and a 2.
That's not great.
No. Dang it.
Well, but it's possible you'll be okay. So you put the 2 forward, and there's only one trouble that's at 3 right now. So the man only has one die to roll against you. But the man did roll a 4.
Uh-oh.
You've failed.
So I think I am in the back room, and I'm like, I've got the mop, and I'm brandishing it, and there's a big standee of Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, and I hit the bucket of mop water and it just goes everywhere.
I'm going to say even you knock, like you hit the faucet that you were like filling it up with and like it like busts and like it's spraying water out. It's not the worst thing. It's not just gushing, but like you can't get it to stop.
Oh no. Oh no.
Losing means that you draw a trouble card, too, which I will do. I got a heart, which is morale. Morale has gone up to 2. How does that look? Why does doing this make morale go down?
I mean, nobody wants to be wet at work.
Nobody wants to be wet at work. Wet at works. Wet at workshop. No one wants that. That wasn't even a joke. Okay, so good job, Alex. I mean, bad job, but you played the game good.
Yeah.
So, Jency.
My name is Rose.
Yeah, Rose, excuse me. All right, Rose, do you have a specific job here at Empire Records, maybe, or are you just a jack of all?
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a jack of all rabbits, but really, I work the counter.
That's probably at least what you do when you first get there. What does that entail, maybe?
Well, I have to, like, unlock the register, and I have to set the things on the counter.
So Book comes to you, and Book is like, Sydney's Larry Day.
Yeah, it is. Very exciting.
I actually need you to not do this thing that you normally do.
Okay.
I need you to set up the little table, our little staging area for our celebrity guests that'll be here soon.
Oh, yeah, that's such a good idea. Thank you. You're so good at delegating.
He's like taken aback. He's like, thank you. Wait, do you think I'm cool?
Yeah, you're so cool. You're the coolest boss. So I just get to decorate it however I want.
You're like a normal person, right?
I think so. I don't know. What is normal, really?
Not a good answer to that question. Not a good answer to that question. But yeah, however you want. I'm sure you seem nice. So, yeah, sure. Do you know how I've messed up?
How?
Greatly.
We weren't supposed to do this first.
Oh, no.
So what we're going to... But I think we can still do it out of order. Let's let Stu arrive, too. And what we're going to do...
Stu?
We're supposed to have an opening montage.
Oh.
And I messed up, and I didn't do that first. So, like, there's a song. There's a song being played. What's the song that's being played over this montage? It could be a fake song, remember.
Kennedy's Dead by the Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, Kennedy's Dead. Kennedy's Dead.
There's a song by 2 Unlimited called Get Ready for This.
Are we doing that?
I don't know what the song is, actually. I don't think
I've ever
heard it.
It's not the Jock Jam?
It's got to be Tom Sawyer from Rush.
See, as a facilitator, I'm actually supposed to be playing these songs, but like... I don't really have a way to do that, and we'll get copyright striked. I don't want to piss Rush off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know, right? It's the worst thing we could do.
But then Geddy Lee would notice me.
Which one of you has the uncomfortable? Does something look out of place to anyone?
There's water all over the floor.
There's water all over the floor.
Well, it's sort of no. It's not too bad yet. It's sort of like just leaking out of that closet. It's not.
Oh my God! There's water.
Maybe you don't even notice it yet because it's not a serious problem yet. But like,
I know what's out of place.
What's up?
The cat's missing.
The cat?
Where's Chewbacca?
Why would you be allowed to name the cat?
He just calls it that no matter what. He calls it that.
Everyone calls the cat a different name.
Yeah. I call him Eddie. Better.
Oh my God, Wisteria, where did it go?
I don't know why you guys like that cat so much.
The cat is the best part of the store.
Is the cat cool?
Yes.
All right, I also am worried about the cat. But also I need you to set up that table. Does anyone like hate that song is playing?
No, that's like my jam.
Are all three of those songs playing at the same time?
That's my jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the book is like, you guys have to pick one. You guys have to pick one. I can't do this every day. It's making my voice change. They got a voice change.
Okay, I'm cool with whatever. I like Rush.
Don't know who that is.
Why you own a record store?
Rose. Now we can go back to your scene. Now that I hastily appended that into our game.
Yes.
So what's your game plan here? Are you going to double down and do that task? Are you going to take a moment to heal a relationship? Or are you going to go for your goal?
You know, I really feel... Oh, no. You know, I really feel like... I can really, like... use my own inner creativity to just make this staging so beautiful, and it's gonna make everyone so happy. I'm gonna double down on it.
Okay. Roll two dice and tell me the highest result.
Well, it's a 6.
Well, very good. I only rolled a 3, so you succeed.
Whoop whoop.
Basically, there's something special that happens here. You just succeed. You've done this, you've done your task. No trouble happens. That's this whole game. You know, actually, don't get anything for succeeding. You just stave off disaster.
Wow. Just like life.
So what is your nice little table look like here?
Yeah, so the table has like a really nice, lovely drapery on it. It's black. And the chair behind it is really comfy. I found it in the back. It's a red armchair. And then I hand drew her name on it with really like colorful, like floral patterns and letters. It's really rainbow and cool. And there's a single rose on the table.
Does that mean something?
Yeah, it does.
But you're not gonna tell me.
Not yet.
Stu.
What's up? Hey. How are there 3 mouses on your shared screen? 3 mouse pointers on a shared screen.
I kind of forgot that was open still, so we're going to turn that off.
Coward.
We can still see it.
I'm working on it, Jensy.
I was just letting you know.
I thought you were in character for a second. I thought you were like, how are there so many mice in this store?
Oh, right. Oh, that's actually funny because the cat's gone. Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah, I stick with that then. Why are there so many mice here?
There's a cool cat. He's missing.
Oh, that's no good.
It's no good. We love that cat, right? Probably. The cat whose name is...
You asking me? It's your store cat, dude.
His name's Chewbacca.
It's not Chewbacca.
His name's Chewbacca.
That was a test, too, and I'm afraid you did not pass.
Oh, a bummer.
Yeah. I don't have any consequences for that.
Oh, cool. You win some, you lose some.
So you're kind of a senior employee.
Weirdly.
And he's hands off. Are you a hard worker or not?
I feel like I care about the store a lot. I care about this. I'd say weirdly, I'm uncharacteristically like invested.
I think that would look like you've kind of decided what you want to do at the store.
That makes more sense than he would.
But you
tell
would
me.
Do a lot, I think.
Sure.
So what do you do when you come in?
Normally, I think I would handle like refreshing displays, doing inventory, like, you know, seeing what stuff needs to be reordered.
Okay. And so you're just going to do that, okay, in this first scene.
Okay.
Well, that's your task. Now, what do you actually want? What's your game plan? Do you want to double down?
I
want to
find that cat.
All right. You're going to go for your goal.
I'm going to go for the cat.
So going for the goal does work a little different. It's going to be hard to do your task, but you can still do it. So, like, while you're doing this, you're, like, looking for the cat. Now, what do you think the cat's name is?
Well, I just call him Eddie. I call him Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder! Yes!
I can't believe you all picked cat. Anyway.
I do love that. Our goals are aligned.
So, how do you find a cat? Does this cat go missing a lot?
I would say no. This doesn't have any place to go. So this is sus. This is why I want to put my attention on this.
Yeah, so you're like juggling your goal and your task. Do you even know how to like hunt for a cat?
I would assume Stuart's never. Yeah, this is the only cat Stuart knows.
The only cat Stuart knows.
He's just gonna like, yeah, look behind records and like rattle things. Hey, here, Eddie.
So you're still gonna roll two dice, but you're gonna roll one die for the goal and one die for the task.
This is the goal. Oh no, it's a two. I'm very bad at finding cats.
Oh no.
Okay. But failing a goal isn't so bad. You did fail, by the way, because I rolled a three. So you get to check one of the two boxes. I'm determined or I have a plan.
Well, he does not have a plan, so definitely he's determined.
But you're going to find that cat.
I'm going to find this cat.
So check I'm determined, and later, if you try your goal again, you get to roll with an extra die.
Oh, God damn it! All I can roll is twos, apparently.
Well, I also rolled a three again.
So I failed at both things.
You did fail at both things, but it's a lot worse to fail at a task than it is to fail at a goal.
Because it has consequences.
Yeah, you kind of get something good for the goal. You get something bad for failing the task. So you try to find this cat, and it doesn't go great, man.
Yeah, I'm making a mess of the store.
And, like, yeah, so the store does not look nice and neat, which, like, the store's kind of cool. It's like kind of the only thing it has going for it. And I'm going to draw another card because you failed. And it was a spade, which is the boss.
So the boss is angry.
Yeah, the boss is usually hands off, but like he's getting all hands on. He's like, what are you doing, man?
Well, there's water all over his floors. Records are getting wet.
Look, you put records all over the ground. Some of them are backwards in the thing. What are you looking for something?
Yeah, I'm going to find that cat.
I don't care about the cat, man.
We care about the cat.
I don't care about anything.
Be a cool boss.
I'm a cool boss. So he's starting to get more anxious. All right, that's act one.
Oh.
We did
it through a whole act.
I just want to use your love to lie. I don't want to lose your love to lie. Just wanna use your love to lie. Yeah. I don't wanna lose your love.
Isn't that ironic?
It is ironic, don't you think?
I really do think.
A little too ironic.
You ought to know.
I just realized my thing wasn't an Alanis Morissette thing, was it?
No, it is.
It is.
You
it
ought
is.
To know.
No, yeah. But I...
That was me.
Does she make you happy? Does...
Oh, no.
Who
no,
is
no,
that?
No, that is happy. Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God. I'm not a nerd. Anyway.
Silence.
Crickets.
It's better than what I usually get.